Dancing Through Your Thursday. It's Kylie Minogue. Can't slow down. She's got to keep moving. And if that's you, well, if you'd like to be as active as Kylie Minogue, I mean, she just keeps grooving and moving through the decades. Why not, right? Look, there's a thing I've hinted at this morning, a movement, if you will, and kind of a community, in fact. Ordinarily Active, OA, is the call to action. And this morning, we've got the managing director of the OA thing in the house with us. Sarah Swainson joins us. She's bounced into studio this morning, active as always. And good morning, Sarah. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I wish I was as springy and fresh-faced as you are on a Thursday. But look, when you've been out for a 5 a.m. Little run around the town, it tends to make you feel fresh for the rest of the day, hey?
Absolutely. Well, if you see me on Tuesday morning, I woke up late.
Okay.
So literally, I flew out of bed, hair everywhere, didn't even have a cup of coffee, which is not a good starting point for me. So if you'd seen me on like Tuesday morning, I would look completely different.
Okay. Well, luckily, it's now Thursday, you've had a chance to recover and reset your compass, and we're talking about all the cool things that you're cooking up in winter, and it's like, this is a time when a lot of people are battling to pull the covers off and then get out of bed. And this is like the last thing on people's minds. A lot of folks are like, why would I want to get up before the sun has even risen and go for a run? Why is winter actually a great time to start laying a foundation of activity and just getting out there?
Yeah, so I've done these programs for a number of years, and I've done them at different times of the year. But one thing I've learned is winter's the best.
Why?
It's cold and it's dark, right? But you know it's cold and it's dark. So you can mitigate those circumstances.
You can bank on that.
Yeah, you can bank on that. So you can have a light, you can put more layers on, you can get a pair of gloves, right? But it's consistent.
Ah.
Come August, the winds are blowing. September brings the rain. Then you've got wind and rain. And so you actually do less in those months, I found. Then November comes and everybody goes, oh, it's near Christmas. Let's have lots of Christmas parties. And then December comes. So I promise you, what I've seen, if somebody starts in winter, they're more likely to continue and build your base in winter. Spring comes and you start seeing the most amazing mornings.
Wow.
On our coastline. And so build your base in winter and then you run through. I mean, I've seen guys now who ran through the whole of Christmas. We make it fun. And then they start training for something. I've got guys on Sunday who are running some of them in their first 21Ks. And that's because they started in winter last year.
Okay. So, yeah. And I think there's also like this added little mental bonus that you get knowing that you're getting out there and getting active and building a base
hardcore
of fitness while other people are just lying in bed getting softer. And so you get this like extra little reward.
And before you know it, if you keep consistent and if you've got a program and you keep consistent, it's a blink of an eye. You've just got to put that habit in, and that's about cementing the habit.
Well, let's talk about how you can help, because with the OA program, there are a whole bunch of things happening this winter. Let's talk about, first off, the new Jump Up 10. What is the story there?
Yeah. So Jump Up 10 is a program, we brought it in last year, and it really is giving people the tool set to work towards a 10K. So for starting from a run walk, moving to giving those skills, then we move up in different intensities, but we also do a tool set. So looking at some of your habits and how do you you know, what can you do with your arms? What about your breathing? All these things that people always just may not know. We also bring in experts like your podiatrists, what about shoes? You know, what kit should you wear? Breaking down all these barriers about how you enter and in a fun environment, and you make it fun.
That's super cool. So has this kicked off yet?
No, next week.
Next week, the first official installment in the Jump Up 10. And next week, also, I believe you've got a special winter challenge on a Thursday.
Yeah, so the Jump Up program is going to feed into the winter challenge, which is quite nice as well. But the normal guys that run the OA, we've got the winter challenge. And what I've brought that in to do is to say we've got 12 weeks Until spring.
Okay.
It's doable. It's manageable. And then the very kind guys from North Coast Payroll Solutions have donated a pair of running shoes. So you've got a bit of a carrot out there. Ooh. You know, running shoes are not cheap these days.
No, no.
So you've just got to pitch up. You get points for pitching up. You get points for doing your benchmark. And there's a few wild cards. If anybody knows me, they'll know there's a few wild cards in there. And so prizes along the way. Again, it's fun. It's consistent and it'll keep you going during winter.
Awesome. And for the winter challenge, the Thursday, it's the same route over the week. So
it's the pipeline.
You'll get into it. You'll get the groove. Now, what is there's even something happening. Is it this weekend, the Dare to Dream?
Yes, so the Dare to Dream is something I recently turned 40.
Congratulations!
But before that, I came with that idea of 40 things I wanted to do before I was 40. Right?
Okay.
Well, no, actually during my 40th. But then I got so excited about half of them, I started doing them even before I turned 40. Right? And some of them I still haven't done. But what I got excited about was being intentional and curating this list of things. And so I've learned a few things along the route with that on how to not create an Instagram life. It's not about that.
No.
It's creating intention and going... And then it's who you're going to bring along with on this journey that you're going on.
So you've got a special, is it a talk?
It's a morning. So it's a morning. It's from 10 to 12 this Saturday. I think we've virtually sold out, but there might be one or two tickets. So there's a coffee connoisseur coming along. We've, of course, got champagne for the ladies. A bit of a continental breakfast and then diving into a morning of dreaming.
Wow. And if that wasn't enough, there's even some cool stuff still being finalized in the pipeline, but I believe there's an exciting adventure run not too far off.
Yeah, so I collaborate with that with a good friend of mine, Nicola, and she's got a coaching business, so Coach by Nix, and we do an adventure run. So you can do a bit of trail, bit of road, bit of trail leading along our coastline. It's great fun.
Oh, wow. Now, listen, for someone listening, if any one of those things, or all of them, appeal to you and you think, well, I'd love to plug in now and join the movement and meet cool, like-minded, ordinarily active people, how does it work? How do you begin and how do you link up?
So OA is structured on a membership basis. So it's just 99 Rand a month, or you can take out a yearly membership. And then otherwise, you join a program. And then your membership is included for those months that the program runs.
Okay, so you could sign up for Jump Up, and for the duration of that program, you're an OA member. Yeah. And then after that, you can look at going all in.
Absolutely. So what's nice, if you are starting out, I would suggest a program that gives you some guidance and just gets you involved, like a program like Jump Up. Otherwise, slot in. All the details are on the website, or if you get hold of me, I'll be able to steer you in the right direction.
What is the website?
ordinarilyactive.co.za.
I mean, that couldn't be easier.
So are our handles.
So on social media, at ordinarilyactive on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
You'll get do it now. Get your phone out your pocket. Check it out. You'll see what it's all about. You'll see the smiling, happy, active faces. Yes. Those are the people you're going to be joining, and you'll be one of them. And look, this is just the tip of the iceberg, but more than enough to get you through winter, and plenty still on the cards. So whether it's the Jump Up, the 10K running program with a not intimidating run-walk strategy, or the Winter Challenge, or the adventure run on the horizon, get involved. Join the movement, and then when things do warm up again, I think there'll be a lot more focus on getting under the waves and in the water once again.
Lots is coming. So yeah,
Sarah, thank you for giving us the scoop on Thursday, and looking forward to all this exciting stuff kicking off next week, and to having another chat with you and finding out how it's going.
Absolutely, thanks for the opportunity.
You heard it on 88.